This is episode number 270 of Better Blood Sugars with Delaine MD.
Welcome to Better Blood Sugars with Delaine MD, where you can learn strategies to lower your blood sugars and improve your overall health. I'm your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn. Ladies, if you know you're capable of doing badass things at work and for your family, but you're confused and frustrated with why you can't seem to stop eating the chocolate cake, this podcast is for you. Let's talk.
Hey there, welcome to the podcast. I want to thank you for joining me today, and I want to thank you for taking some time devoted to your health and your goals and what's important to you. As always, I am honored that you're choosing to spend it with me. My microphone continues to be a problem child, so I'm having to listen in one ear while I talk, which is always fun. We are going to talk today about why you have not been able to fix your diabetes, why you haven't been able to get the long-term results of lower blood sugars and a lower A1C, why you haven't been able to do it quite yet. Because of course, it's always available to you, right? Having that mindset of not yet versus the mindset of I haven't done it, or I'm not able to do it, or I'm never going to do it, I think is very beneficial. So I want to talk today about why it hasn't happened for you yet. Previously on the podcast, I've shared my story of being insulin resistant. And of course, it makes sense that I was insulin resistant. I think sometimes people are shocked when they hear their doctors have, you know, insulin resistance or prediabetes or diabetes even. They're surprised because, of course, the belief is like they're the doctors and they should know better. And that's really what I want to talk about today. But it really makes sense. 9 out of 10 Americans have insulin resistance if we look at their numbers. And if that is the case, that means that your doctor definitely is on that list. Most of us, 9 out of 10 of us, look around you, everybody, almost everybody you're seeing is on that list. So what people frequently do not put together and don't appreciate, and certainly when I share my story, people are like, wait, what? Is the things that I did to fix my insulin resistance and my diabetes had nothing to do with the things I knew as a physician. What I knew as a doctor had very little to do with getting me healthy. And this is why most women fail at getting healthy. Most women look to the healthcare system as their guide to create health in their life. And I want to offer to you, it's not your fault, right? Like, of course you do. It's called healthcare. It should create health. But it's definitely a misnomer. It has been misnamed as an industry as a whole. The healthcare industry is actually designed, like it is set up, it is engineered to diagnose a disease and match the disease to a medication. That is the system. That's how it works. That's what it's going to do. It's not designed to fix a disease. It's designed to medicate the disease. This is why the healthcare industry is really a poor guide to getting you, if you want health that is not reliant on a drug that you're taking every day, this is why the healthcare industry will always be a poor guide to get you there, to that health that you're wanting. You likely know that you need to change your food, the food that you're eating to get healthy, but most women struggle with their A1C to fix it without relying on meds because they can't seem to overcome the desire for their food, the processed foods. And this is what the healthcare industry doesn't have a medication for. They do not have a tool, a strategy. They don't address this at all. What women hear from the medical community is they need to change their diet and exercise habits, and then their A1C is going to get lower. And so they will do that. I did this. They will do it, and it doesn't work. It didn't work for me either. Last week, I talked about how our diabetes, you know, what is your diabetes costing you, how it's costing peace of mind. And I understand about that because I was there too. I felt worried. I felt awful about myself. I felt frustrated that nothing seemed to be working. And I blamed myself for it. And likely you have done this also. You blamed yourself for this. And I want you to realize it's not your fault. It's, you know, the combination of these processed foods with the healthcare system being your current like guide, your source of help to get you the results that you want. This is why you're struggling with it. This inadequate guidance, it will lead to self-doubt because you'll have years of failures and failures and failures, trials and failures at previous diet programs. And you may be reluctant to even try it again But just understand you were ill-equipped and poorly guided to get the results that you were looking for, to get the task completed. You were using the wrong tools. Recognizing that 9 out of 10 Americans are insulin resistant, and then like that's the source of diabetes, right? Like insulin resistance is the cause of diabetes. So what is causing the insulin resistance? The processed foods that we eat in this country are the source, they're at the heart of our insulin resistance. So insulin, like these foods, these processed foods are the root cause of your type 2 diabetes. Those feelings of worried and frustrated and, you know, scared about the type 2 diabetes, they are because of these processed foods. These processed foods are leading to that. And you have to see the connection of that. You have to start seeing that those foods are the source of the discomfort that you feel about your type 2 diabetes. If there was nothing wrong for you being type 2 diabetic, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. If you had no worries, no concerns, no frustrations, you're like, give me all the insulin shots. I have no cares in the world. Let's go. You would not be listening to this podcast. If you're listening to this podcast, you have a desire that's likely driven from either a desire to be healthy, and that desire to be healthy is driven from a, I don't want to be unhealthy, because that's the flip side of it is not what I'm interested in. There's worry, there's frustration, there's maybe a little bit of fear associated with what being unhealthy might bring for you in life. These processed foods are the source of those feelings. We must start connecting those two things together if you're going to get to the root cause of your insulin resistance and your diabetes. The healthcare system is not going to do that for you. In fact, the healthcare system is not probably going to get you healthy. You have been relying on this system and your physician as a guide, or your provider as a guide and an authority on being healthy. I always encourage women, like, look at your doctor. Are they healthy? And I don't mean, do they look fit? If you see them sucking down a Chapa Bappa every morning, if you see them with a Diet Coke in hand every day, if you see them munching on, you know, Whataburger or whatever horrible food you might find them doing, like, recognize health is about an action that you take, not numbers that you get. So if they're doing that, the action they are taking is not a healthy action. So look at your doctor. This is the guide that you're using to get healthy. Are they even doing the things that they're telling you to do? And even if your doctor is doing those things, bravo, applaud them, kudos to them. But even if they're doing those things, the system, the healthcare system, is not set up to coach you down that path. It's set up to diagnose your disease and to give you a medication. This is where I want you to be really cognizant of who is guiding your health. Who is the person you're looking to create health in your physical body? And is that a guide that's going to get you there? This is why my coaching program is not covered by insurance. They do not, the insurance, the system does not know how to fit this inside of it. Where do I put this in the system? They don't know. It's just not created, or it's not set up to create health. So I didn't realize this when I was insulin resistant, which is where my worry, I'm doing everything and not getting healthy, and my frustration, what am I doing wrong, came from, because I really thought I just needed to do these things. And then I got really frustrated because clearly it was my lack of willpower and self-discipline. But again, last week I talked about how processed foods, the food that's making you insulin resistant and diabetic, those foods are designed to be overeaten, eaten to a point where they make you sick with type 2 diabetes, eaten at the expense of your health. This is the way those foods are designed. It was not my willpower. It was not my self-discipline. And it's not yours either. It was the processed foods. Having someone who knows what you're going through helps. Knowing the struggle of food desire and, you know, not simply eating the food after you take your medications every morning, knowing the struggle of craving a food in the afternoon, not just getting the sugar-free version of the food that you want. Because again, like, that's that whole knowledge gap. Like, that is not going to fix your health. And you know it because you've been doing it. So if your medical provider has never had to make these dietary changes in order to get healthy, they are a poor candidate to guide you through it. They don't understand it. And even if they have done it, again, kudos to people who grow and become more and like are constantly looking for opportunities to be more human and more whole and more engaged and more present in their life. That's awesome. But even if your doctor has done this work, they do not have the time within the medical system to look at your food, look at your blood sugars, and work through these changes with you. The system is just not set up to do that. The system is set up to give you a med because it's time efficient. And that's what the system will do. But that's not what you want. That's probably why you're listening to this podcast. You want to be healthy, not simply medicated. So I've done this. I know it's hard. I understand the underlying insulin resistance as the biological, the science that is the cause of your diabetes. And I know the scientific strategies to normalize that biology component. And I, over years, have honed strategies on myself and my clients to manage food desires and cravings so that you can break free from these foods that are creating disease in your body. Women have tried this in the past and they'll do well. You've likely had this experience. You do well for a week, maybe a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, and then you falter. And you believe that you're self-sabotaging your efforts, right? That's what your brain will tell you. I'm self-sabotaging. I don't know why I keep self-sabotaging. You think you're doing something wrong. You definitely, most women will, well, I don't have the willpower. I don't have the self-discipline. It's not willpower and self-discipline. Any self-sabotaging behavior is really an attempt to meet a need you have. And it's not a need for food, right? Biologically, there is no need for candy or chocolate. Or Pop-Tarts or bagels or donuts or chips or pizza. Biologically, there's none of that. 10,000 years ago, there wasn't a pizza tree hanging that pizza off because we all had that, nutritional deficiency of low pizza, right? Like that doesn't exist. That food is not actually required by your human body. Understanding that is really, really important. We don't realize we're self-sabotaging because we have a need. And again, the need is not a nutritional need. There is a need for comfort. There is a need for relaxation. There is a need for feeling less frustrated. There is a need for feeling a little better. There is a need. And those quote-unquote self-sabotaging behaviors are an attempt. They're the skill you've honed over the years for managing that need. Coaching helps you see this. Coaching is the tool that will help you uncover this. Again, this is not something your primary care provider or your endocrinologist is going to dive into with you. This is not what they do. This is not the way that system is set up. You have been using a tool, food, to manage the needs that you have on a day-to-day basis to the point that now you're sick. Coaching helps you see this tool that you've been using as the direct cause of your diabetes. And then we develop other strategies for managing that. That's what you need to do. That's the work that has to be done. You're not self-sabotaging. You're simply using the tools you've practiced for a long time, learning how to have different tools, practicing using different tools, figuring out how to provide what you actually need to your body, comfort, rest, peace, calm. Those things, how do I get that? How do I manage that? When I talk to you about meditation, when I talk to you about breathing exercises and vagal stimulation and getting good sleep, when I talk to you about those things, those are the tools that are going to manage the craving in the afternoon. And that's what coaching helps you do. This is what I've helped women do over the years. This is what an effective guide will offer you. Just so you know, if you're not getting this stuff offered to you, it is not the help that you need to fix your diabetes. Your medical provider isn't offering this. Your dietitians aren't offering this. Understand that they are not going to lead you to the health results that you're looking for. So start getting really clear with yourself about what you are allowing to guide you to your health, and are they really going to get you there? Starting October 1st, so if you're listening to this on the Monday that this podcast comes out, if you listen every Monday to the podcast, tomorrow is October 1st. Starting tomorrow, there will be a 4-week coaching program that is directed at food desire and chatter. This is a 4-week program with weekly hour-long group coaching calls. There will be an educational component and there will also be a coaching component. And this will, at the end of October, you're going to understand what's causing your chatter. Like, what are the things that are happening in my brain that's causing this to happen? What do I do with it? How do I make it easier? Wouldn't easier be so much nicer? How do you manage social situations without food chatter taking over and leading to you downing a whole basket of tortilla chips? This is the work we're going to do in that 4-week coaching session. If that is something you're interested in, you can find out more information at www.delanemd.com/tame. The name of the program is Tame the Chatter. Okay. T-A-M-E-M as in Michael. So go to delane.com/tame and get yourself registered. This is the first time I've offered a program like this. I'm not sure what it's going to evolve into, but every woman who has struggled to get healthy struggles with food chatter. So take advantage of this help that's available to you. Go right now, get registered, DelaneMD/tame. I do want to warn you, if you've been medicated for your type 2 diabetes, please be careful as you make the dietary changes that I recommend during these podcast episodes. You have been medicated because of the way you've eaten in the past. And if you change the way you're eating right now, you're going to have to change the medications that were given to you from the past. Okay. If not, you can get very sick. The kind of sick that looks like hospitalizations and like ER visits and possibly even death. And that's not why you're making these changes. So make sure that if you're making these changes, that you are being safe about that. And what that means is you're going to want to call your primary care provider. You're going to want to tell them what you're doing. You're going to want to ask them, how do I share my blood sugars with you? And they'll say, I want you to email them. I want you to call my nurse with them. I want you to fax them. I want you to whatever they're going to tell you. And then you're going to ask them, how should I expect to hear from you? What meds you want me to change? And they're going to tell you that too. Get that line of communication open so that you stay safe. If you don't, you can end up very sick, and I don't want that for you, and you don't want that for you. Lastly, I have an ask. If you would be so kind, if you're finding benefit from this podcast, please rate it on your podcast player. Rate it and review it on the podcast player. Remember, 9 out of 10 Americans have insulin resistance. They are either diabetic, pre-diabetic, or on their way. Humans, Americans, people, women need to know we do not need to be sick for the rest of our life with type 2 diabetes and insulin resistance. There is a way to live healthy. If you are hearing that from this podcast, please rate and review the podcast so it gets put out to other people. It gets presented to other people who haven't heard of it, and they can hear this message too. Everybody deserves to live a healthy life without being bound to the medical system, the healthcare system. And this podcast is dedicated to that. So the last thing I want to encourage you to keep listening, keep avoiding the foods that are making you sick, and keep making choices for your vitality and your longevity. I will be back next week. Bye-bye.